The number one spiritual practice of anyone who has a master is always to surrender to the master. Now, my background is Jewish, so I like two for one. I have two masters. So that's double surrender. So there's many ways I could address this question. I'm trying to think what gives you the best understanding, what's the clearest answer. So the clearest answer is surrender is a practice until it's no longer a practice. So there was a time, for a long time, when my practice was surrender. And I've practiced various practices along the way, but I don't want to bore you with that long list. The one that matters for one who has a spiritual master is surrender. So my practice, in that sense, has always been surrender. But surrender doesn't work if you're doing it. But how do you practice it? How do you achieve more surrender, so to speak, if you don't do it? So you're in a dilemma right off the bat. So that dilemma, a day has to come where that dilemma is resolved. And how it gets resolved is in one of two ways, and they're pretty much the same thing. Either you finally really surrender, which is a total giving up. You just give up. You realize, I can't do it. Whatever it is, I can't do it. I've tried everything. I've tried as hard as I know how. I've done everything I know to do. I've consulted everything and everyone. And I'm still not where I know I should be. I give up. But you really give up. You absolutely give up. You truly give up. That's one way. And the other way is you suddenly, whether it's been happening for a while or just started 10 seconds ago, you suddenly realize that you're no longer trying to surrender, that surrender now is doing you. You're not doing surrender. Surrender is doing you. It sounds like a wordplay, but it's not. It's real. You're no longer practicing anything. You've practiced enough and something happened successfully. And at some point, if you're wise, you recognize it's due to grace, not due to you. Where surrender is no longer something you practice, but something that practices you. It flips somehow. And then it turns into whatever it needs to turn to, irrespective of you. And what it turned into for me, the common words that fit it perfectly, is really ceaseless inner prayer. To where you're involuntarily aware of the divine in every second. No matter what else is going on, or what's bothering you, or who you're talking to, or where you are, what you're doing. And the surrender becomes a self-generating, let's say, psychophysical process. You feel it physically. You feel it emotionally, you feel it mentally, but beyond that, you feel it elementally. You feel it as the basis everything else is sitting on. But the important part in all of that is it no longer has anything to do with you. It is your